he was just loving it. And one hit too hard, and it hit like an artery or like a blood vessel or something, and I gushed blood. It was like disgusting. And I don't mean like a water faucet. I mean like a bathtub faucet.
Oh my.
I was choking on my own blood. I was couldn't swallow it fast enough. He's like screaming at me. He's like, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. He's trying to calm my heart down so I could stop pumping all this blood, right?
Oh,
and I'm like, you calm down. There's blood all over your office and it's mine. It's not yours. So he's like, so he yells to the person. He's like, get the operating table ready. It was down the hall. I was like, wait, what? And which made me freak out more. I ran down the hallway with this nurse and this guy. He put me down on the table. Like he cauterized it while I was awake. Mm-hmm. It was awful. Anyways, it worked. Thank God. And then you had to pack it again. And here we are.
Okay, there's so many layers to this story here. First of all, I'm really sorry that that happened to you.
Thank you. I feel like it's partly your fault.
As a medical provider, I apologize on behalf of the medical community that you had this weird situation.
Yeah, I mean, I could have died. I could have bled to death if it didn't cauterize, right?
Yeah, it sounds to me like he nicked the artery that gives blood supply to the septum. It's called the greater Palatine artery. Not to be confused with Palpatine, like Emperor
Ooh,
Palpatine.
From Star Wars.
But yeah, no, that's a common artery. I mean, they write studies about how you have to be really careful that if that artery gets nicked, you got to cauterize it. That's kind of what it is advised. So it sounds like, you know, I'm glad that you didn't have to go back to the OR and he was just able to cauterize that. But I mean, that just sounds like a really traumatic experience altogether.
Because I swallowed so much of the blood too.
Oh.
Either spitting it out all over the place or trying to swallow because I didn't want to keep spitting it up. Because
yeah,
I don't know, it was crazy. Now, would that have affected that artery for the rest of my life? Like, do I still have to be careful about blowing my nose or whatever?
Probably not. You know, once he cauterized it, then you should be fine.
That's it.
I'm curious, do you breathe better now?
No, because he never really did it.
Oh, well, this is just a great ad for this doctor.
It's the worst. That's why I would never say his name. But, you know, but you can still see it. Can you see it? Do you see how my nose goes in like that?
I mean, your nose looks pretty perfect to me. It's hard for me to see from this Zoom angle.
That's kind of what I was looking for.
Oh, there we go. Okay, nice and close.
Yeah.
This is like a very private moment we're having right now, right? Sean, between you and me.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a story about my penis.
Well, that'll be the next episode, I'm sure.
That would be coming in you strong on the Zoom, and you'd be like, I got it.
It's a bit much for a first episode. Yeah. I feel comfortable dealing with the nose orifice only. Mm-hmm. Only that orifice for the first time. But when you say your septum was deviated, were you having like
Still
deviated
is,
septum
way.
Symptoms? Like stuffy nose? Trouble breathing.
Look at me breathe in. Watch. Only one side goes in.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I can only air through there. So anyway, I'm fine. It doesn't really bother me. I was just like to breathe out of that side of my nose.
Right.
And that's kind of what I paid for, but I didn't get it.
Well, you definitely got more than you paid for sure.
Yeah, I mean, would never do it again, right? I shouldn't go back.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like you got a nose job and a near-death experience, too, so that you really did get.
Yeah, they tagged that onto the end of the bill.
But at the same time, you know, I think it's important to remember, like, you survived, right? You made it. You're here.
You're
breathing.
Yeah.
Do you get, like, spontaneous nosebleeds that are gushing blood? No.
No, never. Do you recommend people fixing deviated septums or just kind of living with it?
Many people have deviated septums and it's fine. If you're having symptoms like, you know, your nose is getting really stuffed up or you're having trouble breathing, like you're, you know, waking up in the night without being able to breathe or you can't sleep because of that and your nose always feels stuffy, then, you know, you could get checked out by a doctor. But a lot of people have crooked septums and they go about their business. They have no problems. So.
I mean, a doctor gave me like a year ago. He's like, try these Breathe Right strips, right? And you put them over the top of your nose.
Yeah,
and it's kind of unbelievable. Completely opens your passageways.